Right, it's 1 o'clock on BRBS and I've got a rowdy crew next door, so I'm going to say goodbye on... Oh dear, I've been put off already. Okay, as I say, it's going to get very, very silly from now on. The last hour of BRBS. This is my playout. It's called Love Can by Crispy & Company. I've got another playout to come later. But now, folks, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. Last hour of BRBS. Rabble in the backgrounds, the BRBS DJs who are approaching approaching the last hour of the Mad Show, as I said. This is Telstar. It was my theme last year. In fact, it's a year and a week ago since some very trembling hands first got hold of these controls. My, doesn't time fly? Up yours, James Stewart, as well. In fact, I've got something to... I've got something to play for James Stewart, in fact. That one, this one, James, it's just for you. Thank you. last night of proms there, Real Britannia. James Stewart's got a message. What's that, James?
Oh, yes. Right then. Just had a very nice letter from the band Children, whose material I featured in my show the other night. I haven't got anything from Grave New World that I could possibly play at this time, actually. But thanks for the letter all the same. And cheers, and back to John Collins.
Right, thank you very much. Last hour fire of the John Collins Show, last hour of BRBS. Time dreadful. For some very, very silly music.
Once far across the ocean in sunny Spain, there was a little baby bull named El Torito and seven little Spanish boys who hoped someday to become famous bullfighters or toreadors, as they're called in Spain. Bullfighting is a very popular sport in Spain, just as baseball is in our country. And little Spanish boys dream about becoming famous toreadors. Toreadors are men who stand in the bull arena with sword and cape and use their skill to evade the horns of the angry bulls. To become good at any practice. And in every city, town, and village in Spain, one can always see little boys practicing to become toreadors. In one little village, there lived the seven little boys who were practicing bullfighting all of the time. They were Jose, Carlos, Juan, Esteban, Pancho, Manuel, and Pedro. They used sticks for swords, and they would wave potato sacks for capes. All day long, they would parade through the village, waving their sticks and swirling their capes in the manner of the real toreadors in the big city of Madrid. In their own mind, they were the greatest of toreadors in all Spain. Outside the village, fenced in a large field, there lived a little baby bull. His name was El Torito. El Torito was a very young bull, and he had no horns on his head, just little bumps where the horns would be someday later on. El Torito was a happy little fellow, as most animals are when unmolested, and he enjoyed prancing around and sometimes scratching his head on the bark of the cork trees that grew in his field. Sometimes, though, El Torito wished there was someone around to play with. It was a little lonesome being all by himself. Back in the village, the boys got tired of just playing at being toreadors. They decided that the time had come to be real toreadors and fight a real bull. Not a big bull, of course, just a little one without horns, one like El Torito. So they started up the road toward the field where El Torito was, waving their sticks and swirling their capes. Seven brave little toreadors. Jose, Carlos, Juan, Esteban, Pancho, Manuel, and Pedro. Standing in his field, El Torito saw the boys approaching, and little El Torito was happy. Here at last were some visitors, little boys who would talk to him and perhaps play with him. He watched them climb the fence into his field, and sure enough, the boys wanted to play. El Torito started to run, and the boys ran after him, shouting, waving their potato sacks, and swinging their sticks. El Torito enjoyed the fun, but suddenly, the sticks began to hit him. And with each hit, El Torito became a little more mad until he finally was very mad indeed. And nobody can get quite as mad as a mad little bull. El Torito was all through playing and charged at the boys. And the little Toreadors ran as fast as their little legs would carry them. But not as fast as El Torito, for he caught up with them and bumped each one of the seven over the fence. Jose. Carlos. Juan. Esteban. Pancho. Manuel. And Pedro.
Coming to you live from Transmitters and Studios located in the heart of Bangor, North Wales, this is the sound of BRBS, the Bangor Rag Broadcasting System. Our transmissions can be heard in stereo at 96.1 MHz VHF and also at 1331 kHz 227 meters MF. All dedications, information on future events, and any other correspondence should be addressed to BRBS, Students' Union, Daniel Road, Bangor, in the County of Gwynedd. BRBS, Bangor's very own radio station.
Well, people, what did you think of that?
That was terrific.
Yeah, I'd keep your volume down a bit, Stu. You're going right in the red here.
All right, then. How about that, then, sweetheart?
Oh, give us a kiss. Oh, too kind. This is remote-controlled smooching on BRBS. We're in two separate rooms, in fact, and we've got another microphone rigged up in the other room so you can hear the rabble next door.
Rabble, rabble, rabble.
Roo. Go on, say something.
Rhubarb.
No, the rest of the people. Show there's people in here.
Rhubarb.
Oh, there's lots of rhubarb in here anyway. Right, this is for the engineer that's been pestering me to play it all week. I was going to use this as a theme, but I decided not to because I reckon it'd fall apart on me. This is the floppy disk.
Thank you.
Dedicate that for the benefit of my friend Mike Whiskey sat next to me. This is, that was the famous floppy disk. That's James Stewart, by the way. He's quite good at yawning, in fact. In fact, if you may remember, he missed one of his shows through it.
Silence!
Well, I can't help it, Governor, if I'm tired.
Yes, well, never mind. I don't know, you must have been listening to your own show too much, Stu.
Nah, keep it clean.
Right. I've used this as a talkover, but it's a nice bit of jazz, this one.
Can't use your voice as a talkover.
That's my answer.